games. The Orioles won yesterday. They're looking bold and proud. We're not sure about the baseball strike. Salary arbitration, the main issue. So we'll stand by for that. For the details, it looks like no answer to it as yet. Nothing been resolved thus far. What else? Well, that'll be Monday. I just want to warn you that that if you do ever come to the Grease Palace, you know, you never know. I meet people every now and then in my walks of life, and I run into a lot of people, and who knows, I may have a cocktail party one day, and if you get one of the very, very closely guarded, very, very closely guarded invitations, there's one rule to keep in mind. Whenever you come to the Grease Palace, beware of the one-eyed viper. I got a call from the Smithsonian over the weekend. A man called up and said, "Hello, this is Dr. Fitzsimmons. We hear that you are in possession of the extremely rare and oftentimes deadly one-eyed viper." I said, "Yes, sir, I am." He said, "We must see it." I said, "That's impossible. Impossible." He said, "I'd like to come over this afternoon." I said, "No, you couldn't see it then anyway. The one-eyed viper is nocturnal by nature." He said, "Well, tell me about it. We must know a little bit about it. We've never had one this close to the Smithsonian. We must have details." He said, "What about its natural habitat?" "Well," I said, "he likes a cold and damp environment. Dark and cavernous." The director said, "Well, what kind of diet? What does he eat? Frogs? Lizards? Woodchucks?" I said, "No, none of the above. But he has known to enjoy the occasional pig." "The occasional cow."
He said, "My God, the occasional pig and cow."
I said, "Yes." He said, "What about scruples?" I said, "None. There is no conscience. There is no shame. He's incomparable of reason. He's just a 10-pound eating machine." He said, "My God. Well, how does it kill its victims? Does he crush them? Does he squeeze them?" I said, "No, he gags them." "What he'll do is he'll quadruple his size when he's ready to attack. And then he injects a deadly but zesty venom." He said, "Well, how many times can he attack?" I said, "Well, it depends. It usually requires the length of the time span it takes to burn one Camel cigarette end to end to recharge that massive circulatory system that includes the heart and lungs and kidneys of it alone." He said, "My God, I can't believe it. I can't believe it." I said, "Yes." He said, "We must have it. We must have it at the Smithsonian. Please, we'll give it a nice cage. We'll feed it whatever it wants. It will live happily in captivity. Please, please." I said, "Never." He said, "What is the lifespan?" I said, "Well, I get the feeling it'll be around as long as I am." He said, "But what about its travel? Does it travel in packs?" I said, "No, just hangs around with a couple of oddballs. Doesn't choose his friends too carefully." He said, "My God, please, please." I said, "No, I'll make a deal with you. It's a companion that I will keep with me for all times, for I get great comfort by having him near. But in the event of my demise, I shall specify in my will that the one-eyed viper shall be sent to the Smithsonian." "In your care, Dr. Fitzgerald. Treat it well."
He said, "I will, oh God, thank you, thank you."
And I hung up the phone, and I looked at the one-eyed viper. He's a creature impossible to be domesticated. Although he does like to be petted. I said, "Easy, easy, big fella, that's it." "But I know that one day when I shuffle off this mortal coil, when I leave this veil of tears, the Smithsonian will receive a bloody package seeping And as they rush to the laboratory to analyze it, they'll say, my God, what is this? What is this along the sides here? It's kind of like a almost reddish hue. It appears to be the remnants of... I see. Analyze that. What is that? What is that there? Under the microscope, sir, it appears to be lipstick.
This man wrote the book on craziness, and he will be signing autographs immediately after the show. The Grease Man, DC 101.